This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and bring up anything that you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight is Ian.
Jay.
And Mark.
We're talking about the redneck revolt. Not the rednecks you might be thinking of when you hear that word. These are, I don't know if they would call themselves communists, but they certainly are suggesting it. By saying that their tagline at redneckrevolt.org is putting the red back in redneck. They are definitely leftists. They were armed to the teeth recently at a protest event in Phoenix, Arizona, and that's where we caught wind of them due to a Phoenix New Times article where the author just happened to encounter them as they were protesting, or rather counter-protesting, a Make America Great Again event. And so then we found out what their website is, and that's where we're on right now, is their organizing principles page. And they are talking about themselves as members of the white working class. And you wanted to point out that, Jay...
Well, me being of Irish descent, I've had a redneck pretty much my whole life.
You work on a farm.
Well, I'm always stacking hay and doing stuff outside, and, now I get a really good farmer's tan, I guess. But, yeah, so... Pretty much, I think only white people could generally really have a sunburn, or sunburn on their neck. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I have friends that are, Mexican. I have friends that are black. I have friends that are Brazilian and Portuguese, and they just get a really better tan. Me, I burn.
Yeah, I'd say that this organization does seem to have an interesting obsession with color, and then to pick a white exclusive name is kind of amusing.
Mm. So I wonder if somebody was like, "Hey, I want to be part of your, redneck revolution," and it was like a Spanish descent fella or a black guy.
Oh, I'm sure they'd welcome them.
Yeah, I would think so.
Oh, good. I hope so.
They say the history of the white working class is also one filled with collaboration with those same rich elite power holders. White working people have played the role of foot soldiers for the political and economic elite, participating in genocide and the enslavement of other peoples, and overall protectors of the ruling class. White working class participation in state and paramilitary organizations and formations like the Ku Klux Klan, the Minutemen, the U.S. Armed Forces, the Council of Conservative Citizens has undermined the struggle for freedom among all people. It is with these conflicting histories in mind that we hope to incite a movement amongst white working people that works toward the total liberation of all working people, regardless of skin color, religious background, sexual orientation, gender identity, nationality, or any other division that bosses and politicians have used to fragment movements for social, political, and economic freedom. With that in mind, they say they have compiled the following principles of unity that define the basis of our organizing. Point one. They say we stand against white supremacy. The white working class has a rich history of rebellion against tyranny and oppression, and the white working class also has
this obsession with color.
Long history of being the foot soldiers in genocide of oppression. In the periods before widespread adoption of white supremacist ideals, the white working class openly rebelled and found common cause alongside slaves, natives, and other people being attacked and exploited. I wouldn't say that white supremacy is widespread in any way, shape, or form, but maybe they mean back in the day. Anyway, going on here, in the wake of such bonds and cross-race unity amongst the lower classes, the rich created a series of laws to favor white workers and servants at the expense of workers and servants of color. The relative privileges that white people have been afforded since that time have kept us protecting the rich while also allowing our communities to remain impoverished and unstable. They say the white working class will only see real political, economic, and social stability once we abolish our allegiance to white supremacy. We have a duty and an obligation as freedom-loving people to stand against the reactionary ideologues of white supremacy and white nationalism that menace communities of color and keep control over white communities.
Now there you go. It's all about color.
Well, certainly that's their first premise. The rest of it, I don't know how much. You know, they've got a few other points here. We believe in true liberty for
all people.
They're
rather loquacious.
Yeah, I want to get into their claim that they believe in true liberty for all people. But, you know, I happen to, I don't think there's much to disagree with. I stand against white supremacy as well. I think that the idea that one, or I stand against any racial supremacy. I mean, the idea that one race is superior to another, I think is absurd. And I think that we need to look at people as individuals. And if you're going to judge someone, then you need to judge them based on what it is they do and what it is that they say as an individual.
I think kind of the point of what they were talking about, which you just read there, is that the white working class has been like the order takers of the elite, you know, especially
in
Europe. And so if they can get to the point to, if this can get the point to people to stop following orders, to stop, like, you know, being the, you know, the force and the might for
the tools,
you know, the tools of the elitist, the government, whoever, you know, to stop forcing people, stop pointing guns at people to pay taxes, for example, just anything. I think that's
a
great
thing.
That's a worthy
goal. Yeah, yeah, I would agree with that. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. And Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jay, and Mark. Sarah in New Mexico, going once. Sarah in New Mexico, going twice. We'll try her back later. Maybe she's on a bad line or something's wrong at the network side. In the meantime, we'll try Skype, where Abel is on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Abel.
Hi, are we coming through all right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, so I get this thing. You've heard it a couple of times. The origin of redneck has nothing to do with sunburning. It's it was the Scotch. Immigrants that did a bunch of the coal mining in the day were trying to organize a union in the, you know, working in the coal mines, and you know, because that's when they had those was the late 1800s. They had the
red bandanas.
Well, the red bandanas, yes, but they had towns. You know, the lock, stock, and barrel, the owner of the, you know, of the mine was, you know, had their store, you know, everything was.
They were all peons.
Right. And so basically, you know, these people had, you know, very little, you know, control over their own domain. And so they decided to unionize. And they used the red bandana to cover their face when they were, you know, whatever they were doing. You know, they'd have raids or they'd, you know, have their union actions or whatever. But it was before, you know, the government got involved and, you know, defended union activity. Which,
yeah, that was one of the explanations for the term that we read on the air, yeah.
Right, and I think that's the origin of redneck, but you know, and so basically it really didn't matter what color your skin was. and not that if they weren't mostly white people coming from Scotland, of course, but I don't know that there weren't black people at that point in time. Of course, that was pretty close to them being freed, you know, back in the 1860s.
Very good.
The integration wasn't real high in West Virginia at the time.
Right, right.
Abel, thanks for sharing that. Any other comments? Go ahead.
Not at the moment, but right. Just wanted to, you know, put out that little bit.
Thanks for the history. I appreciate it. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. They say at Redneck Revolt, they believe in true liberty for all people. I mean, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I like that.
This sounds like they're going to take back the word liberty, too.
Well, here we go. They say private property rights are not the basis of liberty.
Hmm.
This false idea has put us in the position we're in. Liberty, they say, is based in the rights of all people to not be oppressed, exploited, attacked, or marginalized based off their race, gender, sexual orientation, religious practices, country of origin, or physical or mental abilities.
Those sound great, but they don't sound exclusive of property rights.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you can be free of, you know, racial and gender and all kinds of exploitation and still own stuff.
Yep, that's true. Let's talk more about it. They've got more to say about why they say they believe in true liberty for all people. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you are one of the redneck revolters. You want to call in? You're welcome to join us here. And, you know, how much allegiance do they have with the anti-fascists as well? I'm curious. It's Free Talk Live.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers. And I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username here for you is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
So, healthcare, pretty messed up. and the government is not going to solve the problem because they created the problem. Yeah, sure, they might change the deck chairs around on the Titanic with some new upcoming bill, but ultimately that's likely not going to make anything better. You've got to take responsibility for your own health care, and one of the ways to do that is to actually avoid health insurance by using healthexcellenceselect.com. They give you freedom from health insurance, but yet still,
right? It's a sharing organization, so yeah. Some of the premises are similar to insurance, but the costs are significantly less. You're talking about like less than $600 to cover a family per month.
And they also can give you a proactive health assessment daily and no-charge 24-hour access to doctors like traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price, plus a medical information card. You can get that and give it to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You'll learn more as you go to healthexcellenceselect.com. That's healthexcellenceselect.com. We're going to try Sarah one more time here. I'm told by my board op that she is there. Sarah, are you with us?
Okay, am I on?
Yes, you're on this time. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, I don't know what happened the first time.
Either.
It must have been I'm on a cell phone. See
could
what
be.
I mean?
So, could be that. Go ahead with your thoughts. What were you calling about tonight?
So I just want to say that, Albuquerque dumpsters, our city dump trucks, they have six rear view and side video cameras for the drivers. So I went up to the drivers and I said, did you know that they're going to put rear end, video cameras in all of the cars? And they showed me their camera. It had six different screens.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure that they have two in the back, two in the side, and two in the side, but they could clearly, see, all of the rear view, and I was told that they're going to put these cameras in the duck tour buses. Is that the big truck?
In the what buses?
The
tour buses.
The duck trucks.
Duck trucks?
They were in the duck. Quack, quack.
Duck.
Duck.
Oh, the ones that ducks. The amphibious, yeah. They drive in like the Boston duck tour stuff?
I've never heard of these things.
They
There's
were
a
in
truck
big
that is amphibious?
Yes.
Yes.
Huh. That's cool.
Well, I don't know. They were one of these big duck trucks, and then they were in a lot of accidents. And then it's because they have such a large, huge blind spot, and they have caused a lot of accidents.
Are you saying duck as in D-U-C-K or dump truck?
No, quack, duck.
Okay, D-U-C-K. All right, I want to make sure. All right.
Yeah, they could very well have a large blind spot. I don't know. I have never driven one, but, that makes sense. If they do, then these cameras would be great.
So, are you just bringing this up as like a technology update that trucks have cameras now? Is that the point of your call?
Well, I was quite amazed that the city dump truck here, Albuquerque, had these cameras, six of them already. Because I wanted the driver to tell them about it. Did you know they're going to put these cameras in all the cars now? And they're like, look at this.
Certainly the newer cars have the little rear view, rear reverse cameras, right?
Yeah,
Mark,
it's
your car?
We have it on my car, and then my father-in-law has it on his truck.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice, too.
Does it get iced over during the wintertime?
The car really isn't here much during the winter.
Okay, good point.
I use a guy's truck. It's a 2014 Ford. He's a good friend of mine, and I help him out with some stuff, and that's super handy for hooking up a horse trailer, let me tell you.
It sure is.
First try,
really?
You get it every time.
The one that focuses right on
the hitch.
The hitch, yeah.
The hitch
awesome.
Is right there.
All right.
Because otherwise you need somebody out there.
Cool.
That's awesome. And, the thing is that I wonder if these big trucks like the UPS and the FedEx trucks have those in place also.
A lot of them do.
You should cost the drivers when you find them.
Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Cameras are more affordable now than they've ever been. They're ubiquitous. I mean, we have them in not only our phones, pretty much every phone, probably except for Sarah. She doesn't have a smartphone. But even old dumb phones have many of those.
My flip phones have cameras.
Right. They're everywhere. They're cheap. And so there's really no reason not to have them. I've got, in the car that I drive, there are four cameras now, although the one of them's kind of acting up. So I've got multiple cameras, and I've still got the one on my phone. So if something, even if one of them's going bad or something,
you're ready to go.
Something's wrong with it. I've always got a backup, and they're cheap. I mean, you can get a dash cam these days for less than $100.
And when it comes to the dumpster guys, they can, when they're backing up to the dumpsters and the alleys and stuff in the city, one of my friends works for waste management, and he's always, you know, he's a maintenance guy for them, but he was telling me that the drivers have gotten so lazy because of the cameras that they'll be like, my camera doesn't work, and he'll go back there with a rag and some Windex and, you know, clean the camera off, and the camera works again, and they won't even, but he says just, they rely on them cameras to back up to them dumpsters. It makes the job quicker and more efficient. They're not getting mm-hmm. in and out of the trucks. And
makes sense.
It saves money for the company.
In the long run, yeah. I mean, a small install cost over time will pay for itself, I'd imagine.
Yeah, those big trucks going in those little areas, I'm always amazed by it. I don't have
That's why they're called professional drivers.
Yeah, I don't have the risk tolerance that those people have.
Toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. We've got Mike. He's in Ohio, and actually he's on Skype. Go ahead, Mike.
Thank you, Ian.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, politically, I agree with everything you guys stand for and everything. And I know Jay kind of opts out of the system. Here's my question. As I was just, the IRS just hit me with $1,000 bill saying I owed them because I messed up my taxes last year, actually, not this year. And having to work through that, obviously pay taxes. I know my understanding of, and please correct me if I'm wrong, some of you guys don't pay taxes, kind of don't opt into the system. My question is, and tell me this because I want to know, how do you live like that? Like how can you successfully navigate through? Because I have multiple businesses. I work, you know, 90 hours a week. I love listening to you guys and like to learn and everything. But how can you live kind of outside the system? Because I can't do it. You know, I'm scared that, you know, they're going to
come. Well, I don't live outside the system completely. I've got, you know, bank accounts that I administrate and credit cards and things like that. I would say, Jay, you'd be further outside of the system
definitely.
Than I am. But I just don't pay taxes. I pay the local taxes, but I don't pay the federal taxes. And I haven't since 2004. And I don't want to, you know, support tyranny. So, you know, I have a religious objection to it. I've done it. I've not paid taxes since before I became a minister, and now I'm a minister of the Shire Free Church.
So, me, for example, I was born without a Social Security number. My father never got me a number, never
That's
got any
awesome.
Of my brother's numbers. And my brothers and I were all very, we do pretty good. We're very highly skilled. We were raised just doing multiple stuff. I mean, grew up on a farm, learning all kinds of trades, always learning to do stuff. And I find that I can go work anywhere. I have people call me all the time, want me to work for them, and I have no problem getting paid cash.
Or Bitcoin.
And I run a business, and I deal with some corporations that have to pay me checks. And I tell them to arrange it with their bank to make sure I can cash that check, and they do, because it works out.
Hang on, Mike. We can continue the conversation here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's definitely not an easy life necessarily outside the system.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in, toll free, join us on the radio waves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about getting outside of the system. And to what extent can you? How easy is it? How much more challenging does it make life? And then we can get back into the Redneck Revolt coming up here in moments because we're still learning about what they stand for. What are they all about? A group of liberals toting guns. That's a different thing. Well, we'll get back into that too. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 or Skype in at username lrn.fm.
So I've changed my whole supplement regimen. I used to be, my wife would hand me like a little bag of different assorted pills that I would take every morning. And now I'm taking, and by the way, about 60% of Americans take some kind of nutritional supplement. A lot of them are taking those synthetic multi that they get at the you know, the store or whatever, and I'm not going to say that those are you know, worthless, but you know, perhaps there's a better way. And like, for instance, if you were to go to a naturopath complaining of something, it's likely you would end up, you know, with probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and all kinds of other nutrients. And by the time you walk out the door, you got you know, 5-6 bottles, $150 per month that you're spending. This solution, however, is Whole Food Multi-Complete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multi-Complete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't. The perfect blend of seven supplements in a single product. Now, when I say seven supplements, I don't mean seven just different nutrients or anything. Please go to simplifymysupplements.com and take a look. When I was speaking with Russ over there, he said, basically, all I have to do is get people to go look at the list of nutrients that are in my product, and I've got them sold. So simplifymysupplements.com. That's simplifymysupplements.com. And here it is. You can get 30% off with coupon code FTL. Try it out. They've got a satisfaction guaranteed. You can get your money back if you don't like it.
Nice.
I can tell you that it has changed things for me. I'm already, I think I'm sleeping a little better. My life's been in a bit of a turmoil recently, but I believe that it's helping me sleep better. And I can tell you certainly my digestive product is better. Does that make sense, Ian?
Your excrement, you mean?
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. Okay. All right. SimplifyMySupplements.com, 30% off. FTL.
I've never heard it called digestive product.
That's all I was coming up with. I wanted to make it easier for people.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go back to Mike. He's in Ohio calling to ask those of us on the show who have different levels of experience of, you know, operating outside of the system, living outside, working outside of the kind of the traditional system of get a social security number, work for a corporation, you know, have taxes withheld, file taxes, that kind of whole scene. And Jay, you were just discussing that you were born without a social security number.
I think we all were.
Yeah, we all were. But my father used to always say, I never sold my sons into slavery. He was very proud of that.
Right, because, so we were all born without one.
How many of them went and got their own Social Security number?
None of them.
Most of our parents will go right ahead and fill out forms and then acquire one relatively quickly for their children.
Yeah, for tax reasons.
Or just because they believe they have to. And so, anyway, your dad has always been, you know, I didn't know him well, but I did have the opportunity to meet him a few times, and I really, really liked him. He really struck me as a principled liberty guy.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Somebody who has been for a long time. Did he get that from his parents? Where'd that come from for him, you know?
Not so much. I know my grandparents, you know, they were like, oh, you should get your kids social security numbers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even my grandfather at one time was like, you know, told me about how the New World Order is a good idea, and we should have a one-world government, you know. And,
okay, but your dad was rebelling against...
My dad was definitely rebellious, and what woke him up was the fact that he couldn't sign up for the draft unless he had a Social Security number. The football coach took him and his buddies down to go sign up for the draft at the post office, you know, Selective Service. And that's another thing. I never signed Selective Service, and I just sent that thing back. In fact,
rather than just ignoring it?
Yeah, I sent it back with we wrote up a nice little refusal notice or something to send it back to him and see what would happen. We never heard nothing from anybody.
Awesome.
And that was probably because I went and got a driver's license. And actually, that went to Colorado. I got a Colorado driver's license when I was 16 because Massachusetts requires a Social Security number. And then I got a New Hampshire driver's license when I was 18 because New Hampshire, you could get one without a Social Security number.
Hmm. And back in the day, I don't know if they still can.
I have no idea. When I went to renew the New Hampshire driver's license, I put on there that I wasn't. I checked the box. It says U.S. citizen, yes or no. I checked off no, and they said, well, you have to be a U.S. citizen in order to get a driver's license. And I says, okay, well, I'm not a U.S. citizen. And that's an important thing too, for the caller on the line. There is
he's still there, I think.
When Mike? It comes to
yeah, okay,
when it comes to income taxes. Chris, my friend Chris Gronsky does these classes. I think his destinationsfreedom.ca is his website. And anyway, he does these classes explaining the difference between a state citizen and a U.S. citizen. And a U.S. citizen was literally created in, like, by the 14th Amendment. U.S. citizens are citizens of the District of Columbia, and those citizens are required to pay income tax, federal income tax. State citizens are not. And I can't explain it all on the air right now, but he gets into this stuff really good. You can find him on Destinations Freedom, is on Facebook or his website. But Ian
doesn't claim to be some kind of, you know, state citizen or U.S. citizen or anything in particular. He just doesn't pay.
And doesn't file. And I don't claim to be a U.S. citizen, and I will not fill out any documents that say United States citizen on them. In fact, I knew this when I was when I got the New Hampshire driver's license the first time. I purposely checked off that no on U.S. citizen, and they and I had to go do a. I didn't have to do a driver's test because I already had like a Georgia driver's test or something that I had done, and either they missed it or she overlooked it or it didn't matter at that time. I assume they just overlooked it. They just, you know, process it anyways because generally, you know, they look at the application and they just hit a button in the computer and take a picture and spit out your license, you know, and fill out some your address and stuff.
Right.
So, but yeah, for me, you know, not, I don't do a bank account, so Bitcoin's tremendously handy. That's how I do all my Amazon stuff and like some, you know, like electronic, you know, commerce. And I tell people that I am unbanked when they want to pay me with checks. And like Bank of America actually is one check that'll cash checks for me, and all I give them is literally a fire department ID I have.
Huh.
In fact, I'm working on just creating like another identification card for myself that's, you know, going to be notarized by a notary. And then there's a couple other local banks on Cape Cod and one in Western Mass that will cash checks for me no problem. But like I have some customers that I got, like one customer who buys, you know, like 500 bales a month off me, and he has to write me a check for his business, and I told him to have the bank make sure that they will cash a check for a guy who doesn't have a you know, a traditional identification. But I am going to get a passport, and I figured out how to do that, I think.
Oh, yeah, I want to see this. This is going to be
really interesting.
Oh, you can do it without Social Security. My brother Josh got a passport. But I'm doing a passport as a New Hampshirean or a Massachusettsian. I'm not sure which address I'll use yet. But,
go with the Shire.
Yeah, I'm, yeah, probably am. And my passport, I'm not gonna use actually the birth certificate because I don't believe that document's mine.
All right, I'm gonna put you on hold for a moment because I know you could just go on this. Mike is still with us, so I want to get your response. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah. No. Thank you, and I appreciate him, and I love Jay and what he stands for. He has a heart of gold.
He sure does.
Here's my question. I mean, Does it affect how big of a business you can get? Because like personally, I do a lot of business, you know, a lot of business to businesses, you know, B2B stuff. And I'm not sure. I would have to. It seems like for what you do, Jay. Like, and you're probably like the best person in the Northeast. It seems like that's more doable in that industry. If you have more of a mainstream industry business, how can you, I guess, functionally do it?
Good question. We'll continue the conversation. Yep. Stand by here, and I want to find out if you don't mind, share a little bit more. You can be as general as you like, just about, you know, what business you're in, if you can. That might help with the discussion. More moments, your thoughts. Welcome, Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and that Skype username for you is lrn.fm. If you want to connect with us there, that's where Mike is in Ohio. And actually, while we're on the line with someone on Skype, you can't call because we can't pick up your call at the same time. But we will get to you. If you call in here, you can join us and bring up anything that you like. And I do want to let you know about how you can help support Free Talk Live and get the stuff that you're looking to buy online all at the same time by going to shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. You go there and you can load up your Amazon shopping cart with, you know, whatever it is you were intending to purchase. You still get the same great prices that you're used to. You get the same super shipping deals. You know, they got free Super Saver shipping. They got the Amazon Prime. You get all the prices and selection that you're used to. It's just that you're entering Amazon through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. If you don't go through shop.freetalklive.com, if you just go to their regular URL, then Amazon keeps it all. And if you go through shop.freetalklive.com, they cut a portion to Free Talk Live. So it makes a big difference for us when you do that. Please, just take that moment and go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Mike in Ohio on Skype, Mike, you've been asking about living outside of the system, to a different extent. Jay is further outside of it than I am. Jay, you don't have a credit card. You don't have a bank account.
Nope.
I do have those things. We both don't pay federal taxes. Mark, you, I think, are paying. You are filing?
I file, and not paying. I'm
okay.
Filing.
That's good.
The thing about...
Because you are a minister in the church.
Right. The thing about being a minister is that this organization can keep the money as opposed to paying it out to me, and that makes it, makes my income low, which is pretty good.
So, but
unless,
Mike,
and I'm sure Mike will understand this pretty quickly, unless it is that I need to show my income to get some kind of loan or something like that, at which point that gets pretty difficult.
That's true. There are difficulties in being outside the system.
I've looked at buying a business recently, and you got to keep good taxes, Mike. If you don't, then you can't sell it to the next guy. So,
which Mike was asking about doing business outside of the system. You know, right. Jay, he's working on a farm. He gets paid with cash, no problem.
And I buy and sell hay and horses and trucks. And
right.
I've kind of had several businesses over the years.
But all of that can be done with cash. And as you said, every now and then you get a check, but you are able to go and cash those checks at those banks. But you have to specifically go to the bank that issues the check, right? And
generally.
Yeah.
So the answer to my question is there a limit to how much business you can do?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is definitely yes. For example, I bought a tractor for like $15,000 some years ago.
Okay.
And I went and showed up to pay for the tractor with cash.
Mm.
And it was at a dealership, and they freaked.
Oh, wow.
They were like, no.
They're not used to that.
Yeah. I'm like, what's wrong? No. So a friend of mine who...
I mean, they thought you were a drug dealer. Yeah, they literally use it to move bales of cocaine.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
$10,000 and above has got to be reported. We're not doing this. And,
oh, wow.
And I'm like, all right, so I'll give you half tomorrow and half today,
that's
right?
That's structuring.
That's structure. We can't do that. So
right.
I just called up a friend of mine. This was upstate New York, actually. We bought this tractor from this dealership up there, and it was... it was kind of a sweet deal for me. It was a tractor. I rebuilt the transmission in it, and then I sold it. And I sold it for cash, and then I made some money on it. But so I just called up a friend of mine, and I said, hey, and he had a big business. He owns a big slaughterhouse, actually, up there. And that's what was going on. He goes, oh, I have a charge account there. Just charge it to me. And he called him up, said charge it, and I just... He came at me, and I gave him the cash, and everything was cool. And he was real happy with it because he got the write-off, $15,000 write-off. He was, off
his business. Appreciating it, the whole deal.
And so he was fine with that. And then there was another time I had sold a horse for, it was $11,000 or $12,000 was my end, and maybe it was $17,000 for the horse in total, but it was one check. It was the only way. It was, and the way they were buying this horse was his family had a trust fund. So it came out of like a Charles Schwab something financial, weird check I'd never seen before. So I basically had to just kind of give that check to a friend who could absorb it. And I called a few people and they're like, oh, I can't wash a check like that for you. Sorry, man, I'll have to get paid taxes. But, I was friendly, with some people, and I found a guy who he's like, yeah, sure, I'll do that for you. But a lot of times I'll get these like little, so... selling hay and stuff, you'll get checks. It's kind of inconvenient to, run around all the banks. So there's a place that I develop a relationship with. I buy diesel fuel a lot. And I can walk in there with anyone's check, third party, sign it over to them. I've given them checks where I've bought $200 worth of diesel and a check's been for $800, and they've given me $600 back. And one time a check actually bounced, and they just called me, and I said, well, next time I'm down there, I'll give you the cash. I'll make it right. And they've always been good. There's a Napa Auto Parts store. I give them checks all the time. I do a lot of business with them. I give them customers checks. I actually gave them one this morning. And I bought $50 worth of parts, and they gave them a $400 check written out to me. And I signed it over to the auto parts store.
I'm surprised you can do that, because every bank I've ever asked to doesn't accept third-party checks.
Well, so when like a business like this fuel oil company I buy fuel from, they deposit hundreds of checks a day. So it goes right through, and it's never a problem. The Napa store has never had a problem. And
I don't know what banks they're using, man. I've never had a bank tell me they can accept a signed-over check.
Now,
I've never had that.
The only ones I've ever had...
It used to be, but it's just too risky for them, I think, these days.
Hmm.
The only checks I've ever had kicked back that were third-party were over $1,000, because when I was in Colorado... two of the outfits I worked for had to give me checks, and one of them, their bank was in Nebraska, so I didn't want to drive 150 miles cash
sure.
check. So I had a guy who was into Bitcoin, and I would send him my paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
So one time I sent him a check for like $1,180, and he called me a few days later and said, oh, the bank won't take it because it's over $1,000. You have to be here for them to take it. So... I just made sure them guys made the checks under $1,000, and I bought Bitcoin with them checks.
Amazing.
So, Mike, I think the reality is that if you're looking for permission to not pay taxes, you're never going to get it. Ultimately, it's just one of those things. And, you know, nobody's going to give you permission other than, you know, your liberty friends are going to be like, oh, yeah, go ahead. So yeah. you have to figure these things out for yourself, and it's not easy.
And I want to
remember back to that the tax form is a legal form. When you sign it, it better be true.
And perjury.
That the government can't basically bring a case against you without evidence. And if they don't have evidence in the form of paperwork, they essentially can't tax you on it.
All the more reason not to sign them forms.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Now, Mike, you'd asked about business to business. You said you do a lot of business. What's your business?
So it's a consultation deal. I get paid for subject matter expertise, and it's relatively high profile, and so I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
And so I do a lot of just work within companies or organizations, and I try to just keep it strictly away from the government. I've had a little bit of crossover, but not too much. Now I'm not opposed to doing that because, like I say, as we all know, it's better for someone like me to have the money than a government to have the money. But generally, I like working with people and as free of a market as possible because they're usually just better to deal with. And the reason I ask, it's not even so much the hassle of paying taxes. It's I agree ethically and morally. You know, I don't want to pay for a wall or to go carpet bomb.
Yeah,
you know, I don't want to do that. But the thing about it is, like, you have to have a Social Security number to even open up if you're a solo, partnership just to get a business bank account.
That's right.
I mean, how can you, my question is, I mean, do you have health insurance? I'm trying to think, like, if I didn't have a Social Security number and things, like, how can you even live, Jay? Is it like, do you have
health insurance? He's here. I see him.
Yeah. And so I breathe in and I breathe out.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't have health insurance. I have taken my health actually very seriously the past few years. I've lost nearly 80 pounds. I am into doing a lot
great.
Of fitness
yeah.
stuff. Thank you. And so, you know, that's a big step right there. But, like, car insurance. So I register some cars through a trust. And right here in New Hampshire, at the clerk's office, they really don't care the place, the address I used in Winchester for years. Just walk in there, the guy's like, hey, yeah, I want to register my car. No problem. We're happy to take your money. They really don't care. They're pretty good about that. But car insurance, I use, a big insurance company and a local insurance agent actually here at Akeen. And I've been using for years, and they were like, well, we need a Social Security number. And I says, well, why do you guys want to know about retirement benefits? And they're like, we don't. We just need it for identification purposes. So I said, well, it's not
no
for
thanks.
That.
Yeah, that's what I said, right on the card. Remember?
A lot of times you can just say no. A lot of times they're just requesting Social Security numbers because that's what they do, and you can get away with saying no and not providing
it. I was able to get an insurance policy without a Social Security number for car insurance.
Let's continue here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Thanks, Mike, for your call. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.